If I ever do that to you, shoot me, please. How do you know what is advising you to do something or another? I am sitting here. My assistant is AWOL. I imagine myself in his skin, in his head, to identify what's happening, so either to have compassion, ruthless compassion, or straight anger as a reaction. I get more than I have expected, I get an insight. He, most likely, heard something. His mind said, ooh, ooh, yeah, that's it. This is the solution to all my problems. I am going to do that. And with that he abandoned all his responsibilities, and ran for the low-hanging fruit, or whatever it was that he saw in his mind's eyes that can finally be his. All previous ideas are gone, and he is now hooked. Desire trap. The warning signs are somewhat subtle, the idea suddenly pops up, like dawn in the equator. And there is this rush of chemicals, excitement, urgency. Everything comes with an exclamation mark. That is a sign that the suggestion comes from the ego mind, and it is taking you astray. When the suggestion, the idea comes from the soul, or the future self, or source, the idea that has a chance to work, it is slow, gradual dawning. Maybe even tinged with different colors, doubt, maybe, may, who know. But doesn't stop. There are reactions and there are responses. Reaction is quick. Reaction is harsh, like the dawn in the equator. Response is slow, maybe even tentative. Whenever you have a strong conviction that this is it, it is almost certain that it's a reaction. It comes from the ego mind. Whether it is about how to eat, what direction to go. This seems to be how you can tell where the advice is coming from. Even when it comes from another person's mouth, if it is quick, better think it over. Tree of knowledge. Ideology. Standard. Not on your side. I am in a coaching program where there are several coaches for different areas of business, automation, Facebook, social media, interpersonal, tech. I am noticing that some of those coaches desperately want to self-express, and they have that ooh reaction to participant questions. Even the head coach, the participant hasn't even finished what they are saying, and the dude already has the answer. This is a dead giveaway to do the opposite. Or insist that the coach gives a thoughtful, not knee-jerk reaction answer. If I ever do that to you, shoot me. LOL. Let's look at another aspect of this being advice topic. I say that your behavior is consistent, matches what you see. What I didn't say, and maybe should have, is that where you look is really important. Why? Because Homo sapiens, but even human being, can know what they see, unless it comes with an interpretation, a meaning. Most people accept the meaning that comes from social media, the newspaper, the TV, from the Bible, YouTube, etc. and not reality. Truth be told, we have no access to most of reality. We sit in our houses/apartments, and listen to other people telling us what is happening. You could, if you knew how to get glimpses of reality. When I was running my big website for 11 years for different service providers, lots of my advertising clients emailed me to find out what was going on, when the calls for their services stopped. Unexpectedly to them. Most of those stops were around credit card paying deadlines, or around events in the world. Like the elections. Today people don't ask me. They listen to fake news, asshole presidents, rabble-rousers, and do what they say you should do. I can't say what they are saying, I stay away both from the inside voices and the outside voices. But I can tell you to what effect they are saying what they are saying. They say what they say to enslave you. What's in it for them? I don't care. Do you? If it were for a noble cause, would you agree to be enslaved? Really? If you said yes? Get off my site. You are. I don't even have words for how imbecile you are. Anyway, I can tell that at this point they suggest that you fail the next president by not spending any money. My own coaches also can tell the difference between fake news and news. Fact and fiction. So you belong to the majority, and the majority is always wrong. Always. So what do I suggest that you do? Learn to ignore the voices in your head, and the voices out of your head, and start engaging your own counsel. Most people are not stupid. They are just doing stupid. Stupid as a stupid does. Unless, of course, you are an arrogant stupid. Then I am sorry I can't help you. No one can help you. Anyway, how do you learn to ignore the voices in your head and the voices out of your head? You consider them as noise. It takes practice, You need to change your mind about what is valuable and what is not. Of course, if you are like one of my students, waiting for a voice to tell her what to do, then you are beyond saving. This will be, probably, the hardest things for you to learn, but unless you do, there is no hope for you and for your life. You will never be a person, you will never experience personness, joy, fulfillment, and making a difference. Guaranteed. I like to base my predictions on my two coaches, and track what the fake news does to them. One of them, his vibration dropped to 100. Utter misery. The other, to 170. Rants and raves all day. Can't find his self. I hope it is not gone forever. Set yourself free. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Amish.